This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The government has taken the decision for establishing the International Potato Center, South Asia Regional Center at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media on the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that this will help in increasing food and nutrition security, farmers' income and job creation by improving potato and sweet potato productivity, post-harvest management and value addition.
आगरा उत्तर प्रदेश भारत में सबसे बड़ा आलू का उत्पादक है और उत्तर प्रदेश में जो आगरा के आसपास वाला क्षेत्र है वो बड़ा आलू का बेल्ट है उस बेल्ट में आगरा में जो इंटरनेशनल पोटैटो सेंटर है उसका रीजनल सेंटर स्थापित किया जाएगा 111 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से राज्य सरकार ने बहुत ही निर्णायक तरीके से काम करके जमीन दे दी है ऑलरेडी और अब वहां पे केंद्र सरकार और राज्य सरकार और इंटरनेशनल सेंटर के सहयोग से ये सेंटर बनेगा इस सेंटर के बनने से देश में जो अगर हम कहें हमारे फूड ग्रेन्स दोनों राइस और व्हीट उसके बाद में जो थर्ड मोस्ट कंज्यूम्ड कल्चरल प्रोडक्ट है वो पोटैटो है तो ये इस सेंटर से एक साइंटिफिक तरीके से आगे बढ़ा जाएगा इसीलिए निर्णय लिया गया है
Vaishnav said the government has also given its nod for the revised master plan for rehabilitation of Jharia coalfield in Jharkhand. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved the proposal for extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 with a cost of 3,626 crore rupees. The minister said that the Union Cabinet chaired by the PM passed a resolution on the observance of 50 years since the proclamation of emergency. The minister also said that a resolution has been passed on the successful launch of the space mission Axiom 4 mission. He said Union Cabinet welcomed the launch of the mission carrying astronauts from India, Hungary, Poland and the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 48th meeting of Pragati and reviewed key projects in mines, railways and water resources. These projects, pivotal to economic growth and public welfare, were reviewed with a focus on timelines, inter-agency coordination and resolution of issues. The PM underscored that delays in project execution come at the dual cost of escalating financial outlays and denying citizens timely access to essential services and infrastructure. During a review of Prime Minister Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, Mr. Modi urged all states to accelerate the development of health infrastructure with a special focus on aspirational districts. The PM emphasized that PM Abhim provides a golden opportunity to states to strengthen their primary, tertiary and specialized health infrastructure to provide quality health care and services. Underscoring their broader relevance, the PM cited the success of Operation Sindoor, executed with indigenous capabilities, as a powerful testament to the country's advancing self-reliance in the defense sector. The 13th political consultation and the 10th strategic dialogue between India and Vietnam were co-chaired by the Ministry of External Affairs Secretary East P. Kumaran and Deputy Foreign Minister of Vietnam Nguyen Man Quong in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said during the political consultation, both sides reviewed progress in the India-Vietnam Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, which is guided by the joint vision for peace, prosperity and people adopted by the Prime Ministers of India and Vietnam in December 2020 and the Plan of Action for 2024 to 2028 signed in August 2024 during the state visit of the Prime Minister of Vietnam to India. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. The subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance the performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June respectively. All NATO members have agreed to raise defense and security spending to 5% of GDP by 2035. In a declaration at the NATO summit in The Hague, the leaders stated that the defense pledge will consist of investments of at least 3.5% of GDP per year in core defense requirements. They also vowed to spend up to 1.5% of GDP on security-related expenditures, including the protection of critical infrastructure and the strengthening of the alliance's defense industrial base. And that is the end of this news bulletin.